All right. Chance to listen to a speech Dr. Martin Luther King gave 1967, and talking about how crucial these radio stations were in these local communities. Radio is a local media. We have to get the voices. We need to know if somebody's coming into your apartment and your landlord wants to make you move. We need to know about that person who was shopping and got pulled over and wrongfully accused by the police. We need to know our neighbors. We need to know what's going on. Sometimes they're so focused on the national front that we begin to lose our block. Radio stations such as WBAI, Community Control, will help us to keep ourselves together. It is so important to understand that. And important to have DJs, people on the radio who are not afraid to speak truth to power, such as one of the people now among one of the banned and fired, and also one of the people who resigned in protest to what was going on, our brother Don DeBar. Where are you? I know I saw you here. Yes. They can't gag this man. He refuses. He refuses to be gagged.
Thanks, Lisa. This is great to see so many people here already. Mitchell Cohen will be reporting that there were 12 people here again, and that is the reliable report of the reliable head of the news department up on the 10th floor. That's what they said last time when we had about 100 people here and I reported it. We have a lot of work ahead of us. This coming weekend, we're going to try to pull some of the audience from WBAI to WBAIX.org. We'll be broadcasting from the Clearwater Festival. If it's not raining, and if it is raining, we'll be having a Clearwater Festival at my house, and you're invited to 87 Ferris Place in Austing to help us do that. And we'll be running both what goes on there, the discussion with people, and we have recordings of, I think, the last 8 years of Clearwater Festivals that we'll be sharing with the WBAI audience, because WBAI won't be sharing Clearwater with them. That one of the first jobs that the new management had was to put that deal together, and they failed. We didn't fail, though. Whenever someone comes to the community and does good work, they become a target. People here, all these activists here, you know that. And you stand up and you speak for people who don't have either the experience or the power to speak for themselves, or have not been given the opportunity to speak for themselves, and you try to force some space open for them, you become a target. When they stand up for themselves, when we stand up for ourselves, we become a target. Bernard White is a target. He's been a target since he started at WBAI. They took him down once. The people brought him back. They took him down again for the moment, and we're going to bring him back again. Tony Riddle also was a target. During the Clinton administration in 1996, Bill Clinton, America's first black president, signed the Telecommunications Act. And one of the primary goals of that Telecommunications Act was to put a choke on community media, public access television in particular, which was a legacy of a period of time when people realized when you own the streets and someone wants to string cable on them for private profit, you can get something back. And some people who were forward-thinking enough thought, hey, we could get some kind of community television back. And they did. And in 1996, Bill Clinton signed a bill that many thought would end public access television. Tony Riddle was there struggling against that, organizing a national struggle against that. And then during the Bush years, it was again under attack. And so far, public access television remains. And if there's one person that we can thank for that, it's Tony Riddle. And they fired Tony Riddle here. And as they learned with Bernard, and they're going to learn with Bernard again, Tony Riddle will be back also. We need a lot of help programming a radio station to talk to the audience at WBAI so that they know what's going on. We were coming down in the car from Westchester before. We were listening to the report to the listener that was being presented on the radio. One of the striking things that we heard was the way that LaVarne Williams kept referring to Pacifica as the foundation. Bernard didn't work for the community. Bernard worked for the foundation. He rendered 28 years of service to the foundation. The foundation appreciates this. The foundation needs that. The foundation is seeking this, as if it's an inert, dead entity just sucking the life out of the people who work at Pacifica. And listening to Kathy Davis, it sounded like it was working. The entire approach that these people have is a corporate model, the nonprofit model that many of us are familiar with in our activism. We run up against this all the time. You have people that are struggling to make things better for themselves and their community, and you have others who have a vested interest in it that are careerists, that are looking to maybe, you know, greenwash, whitewash, blackwash themselves in their job, but they're looking to make money. There are nonprofits that make huge sums of money for the directors and the executive officers and see very little that go to the actual people who are supposed to be the beneficiaries of the money that's given to them. One of the things that was being sold during this last report to the listener was the idea that we should be pursuing, Pacifica should be pursuing foundation money. A gentleman from a college in New Jersey made a suggestion, particularly that the Ford Foundation be looked to as a source of funding for Pacifica.
Oh, great.
And to quote the young lady that spoke two speakers before me, that is bullshit. Anyway, that's the model that they're pursuing. One of the callers, by the way, over the last hour and a half of what I was able to hear on the way down, shook out about, I would say, 9-1 in favor of our side. So the listeners are definitely behind us. We just have to find a microphone, basically, to speak to them through and have an opportunity to have them speak back to us to give us feedback on how we should proceed. But I think that if we can accomplish that, then we're going to win this struggle a lot faster than anyone thinks. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
We want diamonds.
Bring back.